This is Sabres Hockey. WOGO. WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Sabres Hockey Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good afternoon. We're at the Chippewa Ice Arena today for the matinee of our double dip in high school sports. We've got this Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres team, CFM Sabres, hosting the Eau Claire Area Stars in the first game here tonight. And this one was moved down from 7 o'clock to a 5 o'clock start, so that opened up a slot for the boys basketball game between McDonald, Chippewa Falls McDonald, and Eau Claire Regis in Eau Claire. Mark Halverson's going to have the call right after our game here this afternoon. CFM 2-2 overall, 0-1 the BRC. Eau Claire is 3-5, having yet to play a BRC game. They had a game at Hobbs against Hudson postponed because of bad weather. Michaela Hogan, the legendary Michaela Hogan's with me, the Chippewa Falls Hall of Famer and 10-time letter winner in high school, an amazing athlete, and she's coached this team, and she's back up in the booth with me. Good to see you.
Yeah, happy to be here. Always honored to be asked back for another season.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, CFM, it's a small sample size here. We were talking about that. 2-2 overall. Had a game postponed, and so I don't know if you've seen them this year, but this is our first home game. And a team that has got some young players, a lot of sophomores and juniors on this squad, and kind of trying to find themselves here early on.
Yeah, it's their fourth game of the year. Like you said, their first home game. I haven't gotten to see them play. I got to have them a couple times on the ice this fall, so I know the team pretty well. And with the fact that there are 15 juniors and seniors between them, you know, you pretty much know what you got. But the four games they have played have kind of been a wide span of games. You had a couple of blowouts there in the middle, their two wins. And then their loss against Hudson from, you know, the box score, it looks like they absolutely dominated them. They just couldn't put the puck
absolutely
in the net.
Absolutely. You bet. Disappointing effort in that one. They just didn't get the bounces in the Hudson game. But, you know, coming up with a 14-1 win over Pines, 11-1 victory over Northern Edge, getting some girls some points here. Ashley Sloop had a hat trick in that win over Northern Edge, and 11 players scored in the 14-1 hammering of Northland Pines. You got to have those kind of games, but there are going to be some tight games, and this is probably one of them here. So let's get into our Toyson Ford keys to the game here. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Michaela, what do you think are the keys for Chippewa to get that elusive win over Eau Claire? Tony Menard's only had one win and one tie in his 8 years against the ECA Stars.
It is. It's always been a battle. No matter what team you're bringing in, it's always a battle when you get this crosstown rivalry going on. Really, what we'll be looking from CFM today is to try to keep those shots from ECA outside. They're averaging just over 30 shots a game, which means they're getting their opportunities. Just try to limit those to the outside. Get them some power plays. CFM's power play is looking good this year, and ECA hasn't been killing them off at a high rate. So if we can get some odd man situations out there, we should be able to put the puck in the net. And then it's really containing the Grokies, the two top scorers for ECA. Last year it was kind of a big differential between those two top scorers and the rest of the team, and so we kind of contained them, and I think we have a good chance of pulling this one out today.
Grookies, I think, both played U-19 Nationals, so we're going to see them on the ice, and should be a very interesting game. And Tony Menard, head coach, in his eighth year at the helm of the CFM Sabres, is up here in the booth. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Glad to have you guys back.
Good to see your team. And
yeah.
First time for the home faithful to see the team, too. You guys have been on the road for 2 weeks here.
Yeah, it's been a tough stretch as far as, you know, being on the bus quite a bit for our games. But happy to be home finally and, you know, to kick it off against Eau Claire. Super excited about that. And, you know, it's going to come down the road end of the season where it's going to benefit us, you know, be home almost five straight weeks before going to the playoffs. So can't really complain with that. So
it was interesting to be out in the hallway as Eau Claire came through and your girls were kind of walking through there. Yeah, the dynamic is we're going to play you guys, we want to beat you guys, your team. But there's a lot of connections there, a lot of friendships between the two teams, the players and the teams.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to, you know, some of the girls have played through youth hockey with the girls on Eau Claire. They played AAA with them quite a bit over the years, too. And so, you know, just being so close to each other as far as, you know, geographically goes between Eau Claire and Chippewa, you're going to have that. These girls know each other. They played against each other. They played with each other. And so, you know, you always want to find a way to beat them. And I think for us, we've always kind of felt like the, you know, at least in my time frame before Hogan, well, when Hogan was coaching with me and, you know, after she was done playing, we've always kind of felt like the little stepsister to Eau Claire, just, you know, bigger city, a little bit bigger program, you know, have had some better success against us. So I think we've only won one game and tied one game against them since I've been a head coach. So we're definitely looking to change that this year. And, you know, we got to play good conference games. We played really good against Hudson. Thought we played good enough last Tuesday to win that game, but unfortunately ended up losing that one. And, you know, we need to get in the win column against a conference opponent if we want to be where we want to come playoff time.
Absolutely. All right, first game that we've seen your girls here. Tell us about the team a little bit.
Yeah, we're super heavy as far as upperclassmen. 15 juniors and seniors this year. You know, we're kind of set up similar to how we were when we won state, as far as with, you know, seven seniors, and, you know, got a really good group of seven seniors, and they've all played a lot of minutes, and now it's kind of their turn to, you know, get this program to, you know, getting back to the state tournament. That's kind of our goal this year. And, you know, I mean, looking at games and how things have been shaping up, we think that's still, you know, definitely a realistic goal for us, is to try to be end our season down in Madison this year.
Well, you started out up in Superior, and by your own admission, the team kind of laid an egg up there.
Yep.
You feel like they've kind of turned the corner a little bit. You're seeing a team that's more competitive five games into the year.
Yeah, I mean, things have definitely turned since that first game. You know, since that game, I don't think we've given up more than 20 shots in a game. And that's, again, even, you know, last week against Hudson, I outshot him 37 to 14. That's big for us. Just to have that confidence, to know that we can do it. And, you know, the goals are going to start coming. You know, without Brianna this year, you know, early in the season, we knew we were going to try to figure out how to get there and how to find a way to put the puck in the net without her this season, unfortunately.
Yeah. Explain what happened. Brianna Buttacantro, the senior, lost her senior season because of an injury.
Yeah, she plays Team Wisconsin before and after the season, U19 team. She ended up tearing her ACL at the first game of the season.
So sad.
Yeah, unfortunately for her, she's done. You know, she's back on the ice at least, you know, being able to skate and, you know, work through the injury with some physical therapy. So she's been around a little bit more. So I think that's helping her. It's helping the girls see her around a little bit more. But, yeah, we definitely need to find a way to get the puck in the net and had to make some adjustments compared to what we want to do right away at the beginning of the year. And,
yeah, she was a first-line player for you.
Yeah, she's been, you know, going back to even her sophomore year. I mean, everybody knows that great pass she made over to Joey at state and helped us win the state championship.
Yep.
And, you know, this year she was going to be a first-team all-conference girl, you know, potentially first, second-team all-state girl. So that's tough when you lose that offensively. But, you know, we got a good group of girls and we need to find a way to rebound from that. So
Well, we'll miss her. She is a resilient person. I saw her up here in the booth a week ago, and she's got an edge to her, but I think she'll come out of this okay. But we will miss her this season for sure.
All right,
thanks, Tony.
Thanks.
Tony Menard, head coach of the Sabres here tonight ahead of this game between the ECA Stars and Chippewa CFM Sabres. CFM just lost three seniors, got a team that's loaded with talent. And last year, CFM beat Eau Claire 2-1, that one lone victory that Tony was talking about in his eight seasons here. And ECA beat CFM in the second game 2-1. So we'll continue with our pregame show, setting you up for high school hockey. And then Buckets a little later on tonight. Greg and Michaela here. Dawson Halverson is hanging out of the knobs back at the WOGO Communications Center. Doing a great job as always. And we'll turn it back to him for some commercials. This is the Sabres pregame show on WOGO.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
550 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
Here's Bobby. Oh, Jet Bobby came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Come support your Tri-High student entrepreneurs by popping in to the Chippewa Falls High School from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on December 15th and 16th, just inside the Cardinal doors.
The Tri-High Pop and Shop is open just in time for you to grab the only authentic Cardinal gear, accessories, and more for the holiday season with customizable clothing on the spot.
100% of proceeds from this special event will go directly back to Tri-High student programs.
Pop into Chippewa Falls High School this Thursday and Friday.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Sabres pregame show tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena at CFM against ECA, the Eau Claire Area Stars. Five players, all BRC players, back on the Sabres this year, including Addison Fournette, Cassandra Herr, Joey Shaminar, Emmeline Stevenson, Paige Steinmetz, all back on the team this year. Amelia Berg has moved on, and you know, Brianna is not going to play this year because of the injury, out for the season. But we've got a good core of players that, you know, have experience, have been through the state tournament battles, those challenges. So, you know, got some experience up here.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really heavy with the upperclassmen. And it shows when you look on their score sheet. they've got seven people with five or more points. You know, that's a really nice balanced attack. You've got a sophomore, Tessa Lysi's leading the attack there, kind of with 7 points. And they're really finding ways to put the puck in the net with B not being able to join us this year.
Right, exactly. Last year, CFM 12 and 12 on the season. Eau Claire had some tough breaks last year, tough losses, kind of rebuilding 5-19. And one, Tom Bernhardt is the head coach there in his ninth season at the helm. And it's coach and mentor here tonight with Tom, the former coach of Tony Menard here. And he kind of joked about it. I mentioned, okay, Tony's only beaten your team once and tied you once. And he said, well, that's what the way it's supposed to be when an ex-player goes up against his coach, I guess.
Yeah, there's always messages between the two the week of the game. They've always had that kind of teasing relationship too. Bernie's a good guy, and he just loves the fact that Tony just can't seem to get him.
Yeah, well, some teams are like that, but let's see if we can turn the corner here tonight. This is a big game. I mean, early on, it's a barometer, but it also stacks up for the postseason too.
Yeah, exactly, and I think the conference is maybe a little bit down this year, and so you got to kind of take these games and you can get them, but I do think there's going to be a lot of splits of matchups this season in the BRC. There's less of that one kind of force of nature that there always seems to be. So getting this first one is super important. I think it's a great year for CFM to potentially sweep Eau Claire. They graduated, I think, 7 players last year. I think only one of them was in their top five of
including
stats.
Including their goaltender, veteran award finalist, Alicia Smith. She's moved on.
Yeah, definitely a backbone of their program for 4 years while she was here.
So here's the, speaking of goaltenders, here's the goalie matchup for ECA, the Eau Claire Stars, Eau Claire Area Stars. Got a freshman between the pipes tonight. Evie Pritzel will be the goaltender for Tom Bernhardt. Goals against average of 2.81, save percentage of 870. And it's Cassandra Herr for the CFM Sabres, and she comes in with a 3.00 goals against average, 0.833 save percentage. And I think Tony's looking for a little more out of her as we go through the season. Felt that maybe there were some goals that she'd like to get back again, and maybe she can just kind of hone the craft here a little bit as we march through the campaign.
Yeah, only seeing 14 shots against Hudson and not being able to lock down that win was disappointing. You know, it's just going to be important for her this year to be able to keep her head in the game when she's not seeing the puck as often. You know, there's a strong offensive unit on this team. They're going to keep the puck in that offensive zone for long periods of time. And as a goaltender, you got to be able to keep your head in it and be ready for any little rush that kind of comes your way.
Yeah, and if your defense is playing well, the offensive players are good back checkers. They don't mind coming back to the defensive zone. And you gotta play well between the pipes in the paint there to help your team out.
Yeah, and she really shouldn't see too many odd man rushes this year. I think that the defensive philosophy is a little more conservative than it has in the past. Emmy Berg was kind of the pillar of the defensive team there last year with her graduating. He's been rolling only 3D here for a portion of the season, which, you know, your D are going to take less chances to try to save those legs.
Yep.
Sloop's been playing great. She's a great big defenseman for him, but she's young still. So, you know, I think that they're going to play a little more conservative and keep those shots outside. So Cassie has a nice chance to make those easier saves.
Mm-hmm. She had speaking of Sloop, she had the hat trick against Northland Pines. So it's nice when your defenseman can get a hat trick there.
Yeah, she can shoot the puck a little bit.
Yeah. All right, just waiting for the teams to come out. Got a high school doubleheader, double dip here tonight. It's girls hockey first on WOGO. And then following up our game, on the heels of our game, it is the McDonald Max boys basketball team traveling to Eau Claire Regis. Mark Halverson is going to have the play-by-play call for that one. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, 3 generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Getting the ice resurfaced here, and we're just a few minutes away from the opening announcement. Tom Voidel and the crew here, and the drop of the puck at the Chippewa Ice Arena, ECA and CFM tonight here on WOGO. We'll be back.
concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Sabres girls hockey here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Glad to have you along. Greg and Michaela here. Greg Stewart, Michaela Hogan, and Dawson Halverson, our engineer back at the WOGO Communications Center at CFM, a couple of years removed from that amazing state championship run, and would like to have something similar this year. They're in the home white unis with the black breezers and black and white trim. And ECA in the blue sweaters with the black and white trim. Here's Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Arena, with tonight's starting lineups.
First introducing the starting line for the Eau Claire Stars, in goal, number 31, Evie Pritzel. The defenseman, number 2, Ava Hibbard. And number 33, Nora Berg. The center, number 21, Kennedy Grulke. And the wings, number 10, Victoria Keitlinger. And number 22, Addison Grulke. And the rest of the Stars, along with their head coach, Tom Bernhardt, and assistant coaches, Matt McGinnis, Emma Peterson, and Maura Lasser. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before introducing the starting line for the Sabres, we're introducing the youth hockey player of the day, and that is Remy Post. Remy goes to third grade in Jim Falls for parents Derek and Heather Post. She plays for the Chippewa Falls 10 and under girls, and the coaches are Billy Fransway and Alyssa Haukas. Ladies and gentlemen, accompanied by her sister, junior forward number 18, Maya Post, here's Remy Post, player of the day. And now, introducing the starting line, in goal, number 1, Cassandra Hare. The defenseman, number 12, Marley Sterling. And number 17, Ashley Slew. The center, number 2, Paige Steinman. And the wings, number 4, Addison Fournette. And number 27, Joey Schemenauer. And the rest of the Sabres, along with their head coach, Tony Menard, and assistant coaches Andy Skelton, Ryan Culp, and Brock Hockwin.
All right, there you go. Starting lineups for tonight's game. And we're just a couple of minutes away from dropping the puck here on WOGO Radio. It's CFM against ECA tonight on WOGO. We'll be back.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Sabres hockey tonight here on WOGO. Our first look at the girls' team. Typically run anywhere from 3 to 5, 6 games a year with CFM. Always fun to see them and see what they have. Tony Menard, head coach, and our officials tonight, Sean Albrecht and Tyler Albrecht, brothers, and Taylor Handvelt. Sean will and Taylor will be the referees, and Tyler Albrecht is our linesman here tonight. Teams gathering around their tenders, both ends of the building here this evening for a little pregame get-together and pump-up time, and now we're about ready. So we got Frenette, Steinmetz, and Schemenauer up front for CFM. A couple of seniors and a junior sandwiched in between. Sterling and Sloop, that defensive trio. They'll start things off, senior and sophomore. And for ECA, it's Keitlinger and the Gruelke kids. Kennedy and Addie Gruelke girls played U19 hockey nationally. So we've got freshman Keitlinger, a senior in Kennedy Gruelke, and a sophomore in Addie Gruelke. And defensively, it's Hibbert and Berg, sophomore and a senior. And we are underway. Puck kicked around at neutral ice. Going to be picked up now by Addie Frenette. She carried it up close to the line, had it punched away, but got some help from her D, Ashley Sloop. She'll ring that one around the boards. Comes into the right wing corner. A battle in the elbow down there. Eau Claire on the breakout. Here they come. Eau Claire Stars made up of 4 schools. CFM with 3 schools combining to co-op. And here's a shot from the point by Hibber. That one off a stick, rises high into the air into the right wing corner, chased down by ECA, back to Hibbert at the point. She'll skate up a few feet, launches the puck into a crowd. That one knocked out by CFM, and they try to turn it up the ice here, but can't clear their own zone. Brought in by Eau Claire, and a shot taken, and the stick save by Cassandra into the right wing corner. They just marched right into the hole, and here comes CFM on the breakout right here. Handed off on the left wing side for Addison Frenette. She'll peel off on the line change, and this one is going to bend around the boards to the north end of the barn here, and CFM trying to get something manufactured offensively, and this one is tossed all the way down by CFM. They were going for the point, and they shot it right between, and it's going to be all the way back down in front of Cassandra Hurt. Now here they come. Addison Biskin, got a sister playing on the team too, a freshman. Seen Addie Biskin quite a bit here. And this one's going to be pushed on the half wall by Tessa Lysis. Centering pass right there. And CFM had a player down in the low slot. That was Emmalyn Stevenson. She tried to find the handle on the puck and just couldn't get it. Her stick an inch short. And here comes ECA. The Stars will hammer one in. That's Abby Karnitz on the second line. Kohler, Roberts, and Karnitz on the second line for the ladies in blue. And a whistle will stop play here. And let's see, what do we have? Puck maybe out of play. Shots one apiece, 14:49 left to go in the first.
Yeah, some good back and forth action right away there. I think Chippewa's first line had a tough first shift, but that second line is pretty dynamic. They had some good sustained pressure there.
Now they're going to march the players back in the CFM zone here as the puck went out of play at their end of the ice. And so we'll have the faceoff to the blocker side of Hurt. And here comes CFM. They throw it to the wing on the far side. That's Furstenberg up the ice. 2-on-1 potential. Here's a shot taken into the mitt. Pritzel. And then glanced into the left wing corner. This one caught up on the half wall in the Eau Claire Stars zone. Good forecheck right there by Kinley Lau. Lau will carry the puck a few feet. Had it poke checked off. And D to D here for Eau Claire. Eau Claire area. But here's the takeaway by CFM. Here's Furstenberg. She'll dance her way to the front of the net. And it's stripped, but goes behind the cage. And nice hold there by Joey Schemenauer. She was in the midst of a change, came out of the ice, held the zone, walked in, and a shot on net on Pritzel. Put the glove down, makes the stop, and hangs on here.
Yeah, we see the depth of CFM there right away with their third line breaking out of the zone pretty easily and then sustaining pressure for 30, 40 seconds there, getting some really good chances on net.
Well, we knew they were going to be pretty good offensively. They're a good forechecking team, and like I said on the pregame show, they're not afraid to go back and work it back in their own end of the ice. But here is a penalty coming up as Marley Sterling knew she was going to get beat here if she didn't drag the player down. So Marley's going to sit here for a hook.
That's exactly what happened. Is she lost the puck in her feet at the blue line, knew she was going to get beat, and kind of stopped moving her feet, engaged with the player, and that's one of the easier calls you're going to get as a stripes.
Yeah. 13:45 left to go. A kill 100% for the Sabres this year. You can get that power play going. It'll be in good business. 0% power play, but 100% kill. And Eau Claire on the power play at 23.8%. It's pretty good for ECA, good early sampling. They work it back for the point to Berg on this first unit. Now they've got to go down low for Grulke. This is Addy Grulke into the corner. Drops it off down there for Keitlinger. Then back to Kennedy Grulke. To Keitlinger in the corner in the CFM zone. A minute 22 left to go in the power play. And this one's going to come back to the point. Here's a shot taken by Berg. That's swallowed up there by Cassandra on the right post, and she'll hang on to that for the line change for CFM.
Yeah, it's going to be the most important part of this kill is making sure neither of the Grokies kind of come in from the hash marks towards the middle. Let those shots from the point happen. They're contested.
Grokey girls from Fall Creek High School. You got Fall Creek North, Memorial, and Altoona represented on ECA. This one glanced off the boards by CFM. Tessa Lysis, and this one pushed ahead and out of the zone by Emma Lynn. So Eau Claire has to go back and regather here in their own end of the ice. There's the pick by Emma Lynn. Tried to take a backhand, throw it ahead, but Eau Claire knocked that one down. It's back in the CFM zone. 45 seconds to go on the power play. A scrum in the corner in the right wing side and peeled off the boards there by Emma Lynn Stevenson. She will jam one around the wall, and this one is going to be an offsides call, delayed offsides on Eau Claire as the puck momentarily came out of the zone. So whistle stops play. The faceoff is going to be right at the center dot here. 32 seconds left to go in the power play. You want that for time? Face off right at the center dot, and this one is going to be taken by Ashley Sloop. Threw the puck ahead, but Eau Claire knocks it down, and here they come into the zone. It's Keitlinger on this first power play unit. Walks it a few feet over the stripe and then loses the puck. It's taken away, and a shot, hard shot there by Grulke. Boy, that one came off hard off Cassandra, but she knocked it down and cleared by her D. And that will do it for the power play. Back in the Eau Claire zone. Here comes the Sabres. And a backhand try right there by Joey Schemenauer. It went wide all the way to the left-hand corner. Good pressure by the Sabres right here. Picked up by Page, but that one is stripped in. Here comes Keitlinger into the zone by herself. CFM got some players back and surrounded her as she came into the left wing corner, and she's caught up still in the CFM zone. This one tapped toward the net, sticked into the corner by her, and it's going to be brought out to neutral ice, and here comes Addison Fournette. across the line and lost it. And it's going to be pushed all the way down by the Eau Claire Stars. CFM getting down in their own zone. It's back of the goaltender now, and ribbons around the boards and up and out to neutral here. 10:42 left to go in the first period. Hey, a takeaway in the zone. Here comes CFM and a shot off the goaltender. Emmalyn Stevenson hits some leather there, trying to go, I think, top shelf right side. Just couldn't direct it that direction that way. But, boy, they had a chance, two-on-one, odd man set up there.
Yeah, good idea with the shot. You know, so far Pritzel's given up some nice rebounds up front. We just got to start crashing the net and taking advantage of those.
Drop inside the ECA zone, and this one is hammered around the boards by Kate Roberts for the Stars, and it's loose out at neutral ice. Going to be picked up there by Kohler. Turns, fires a wrist shot just into the CFM zone, but quickly coming up is Addison Biskin. Turns, bounces one off the wall. It's going to roll from left to right. Gathered up by ECA, and it's dumped in, a one-hopper to her, and they're going to whistle this one. Boy, they didn't give a chance, really. That was a quick whistle. She had it in her glove. She's waiting for the D to come down there so she could throw it out for him and keep play going, but whistle's going to stop play, and the drop inside. The Sabres into the ice. Shots are four apiece here. And this one's going to be taken by CFM. Now kicked around the zone, and they got it out. But right there reading the pass was Eau Claire. On the intercept here is Riley Biskin. Biskin in the left wing corner. That hip checked into the wall, but got the puck out towards center. But it comes right back out between the blue lines here and just into the CFM zone. Now it's put out, but Eau Claire's offsides right here. 9:29 remaining with the whistle here in the first. Still looking for our first score.
Yeah, not a whole lot of puck possession here. I feel like we're having a struggle of the battle of the blues. Both teams have kind of turned it over at the blue. They've both not gotten it in deep at the blue.
Got to beat the blue here tonight. ECA, wear blue unis here. Puck on the half boards right on the yellow stripe in the Sabres into the ice. This one wrapped around the wall. And who's going to come up with it? Top of the wheel on the near side, and it is ECA. Kennedy Grulke has got it. He glided along the blue line and now coughed it up, and here comes Riley Biskin. Biskin throws it past the D. It's Berg. Riley's got it. Goes under the goaltender into the right wing corner, trying to open up some ice and look for a scoring chance, but lost it. And it's going to come back to neutral ice. Racing back is Addie Frenette. She's got it behind her tender now. Turns, changes directions, lays it ahead for Paige Steinmetz. Paige had a couple of Stars on her. She's going to drop it in and then come into the bench for a rest here. Line change is complete now with Emmalyn Stevenson on the ice for CFM. She tries to chase it down in the corner. It went under her stick, but held at the point there by Sloop. This one comes into the right wing corner. CFM has got it. There's a shot off the pads of Pritzel from Emmalyn Stevenson. Hard shot. It thumped off her left pad. And it's going to be Tessa Lysis in behind the goaltender. Kicking the putt, trying to keep it pinned against the dasher there. And who's going to come up with it? Battle for it in the corner. That's Addison Biskin for CFM. Turned, ripped a shot on net, and that's going to be hauled in by Pritzel, the goaltender. And that'll stop play right here.
I really like the second line for CFM. They're three pretty different players with Addie Biskin, who's got some good speed and had some really good chances last year. Tessa Lysis has great hands, goal scorer all the way. Mm-hmm. And then Emmalyn Stevenson is your body out there. She's your big body.
They're big
three
player.
Completely different athletes and different players, but they really come together to make a nice looking line.
Here's Evelyn Kohler racing down the ice for ECA. She heads to the hole, and a big save there by Cassandra. It's going to come back to the point. Kept in there by Rupert. The defenseman, that one through traffic. It came back to April Volk, and she quickly pulled the trigger on a shot, and boy, Cassandra had to be ready for that. Saves six for Pritzel and seven for her so far. 7:05 and counting left to go. Here are the period centering pass. That was knocked down. Good job there by Kinley Law to keep it away from her tender. This one along the goal line now back in the CFM zone. Kind of backpedaling here a little bit. Who's going to carry it out? It's going to be Ryan Furstenberg. She's got it. She's got Kinley Law at her wing and ready to go into the zone if they could get it in there. But she's going to peel off for the line change, and CFM's got it back at neutral. Here is Addison Fournette wheeling and dealing into the zone. Fournette with a shot blocked there, but a rebound try by Ashley Sloop. The defenseman climbed in on the play. She was at the top of the circles. A backhand, tough backhand shot on Pritzel, and she got enough of it to send it off into the right wing corner. That's where it is right now. 6:08 left to go, first period. Ooh. Long centering pass, read nicely by Laura Eckhoff. Just didn't have the gas to get down to the CFM zone, and they're able to bring it out. Here's CFM. They'll turn it back for Marley Sterling. Sterling chases it down, goes rink wide, and it's up and out, but thrown right back in by ECA. No score here, 5:40 left to go. CFM's had some nice chances, and it was Tessa Lysis who came in and tried to hand the puck off, but that was corralled by ECA, and it's going to be brought out by the Stars. Here they come. Kennedy Grulke throws it in the right wing corner, picks up the rebound herself off the wall. Grulke goes to her right, and a shot taken by her sister, Ashley Grulke, on net. Her with the save. CFM will redirect back in the Stars zone, and this one is going to be picked up by Addie Biskin. She's a sophomore. Biskin in the corner, muscled into the wall a bit, rubbed on the half boards here, and backpedaling for a CFM is Emmeline Stevenson. She'll pummel one off the wall here. Picks up the rebound. Backhand try. And a second chance for Addie Biskin. She was stationed on the left post and had a beautiful chance and just missed the rebound.
I don't know where that puck went, if not in the net.
How could that miss the net? Still no score. 4:19 left to go here in the period. CFM's had some beautiful chances. Misfiring on a few. I mean, they could have gone to a corner, but that one, goaltender puck luck right there. Here comes Eau Claire. Kennedy Grulke, left wing corner. Back to the right side of the wheel for Ava Hibbard. Hibbard's going to carry it from right to left with 3:50 left to go. Still in the CFM zone. Centering pass is read right there by Ryan Furstenberg. She'll throw one ahead, and this is going to be tossed right back by ECA. And here they are. Kate Roberts turns, rips one on the back wall in the CFM zone. Riley Biskin with it, brushes that one off to the left, and it comes out. Here's Kinley Law. Law walked it up to the blue line, but had it poke checked off her stick by Berg, the senior defenseman for ECA. And they're just kind of throwing it between the blue lines right here, back and forth. Who's going to come up with the next scoring chance? This one tossed ahead, and it is Furstenberg who overskated the puck into the CFM zone. And it's going to be chased down by Riley Biskin. Biskin tripped up a little bit, gets back on her feet. ECA has it, centering pass. Nobody there wearing blue. So her will jump out on it and cover it up here with 2:44 left to go. Shots now 11-7 in favor of CFM. I think they've had the better chances here tonight, too.
Absolutely, and they've had chances that they haven't taken any advantage on as far as getting shots. They've made some ill-advised decisions at the blue line or centering the puck or just being a little late on a pass, and we've left a lot of shots on the table even so far.
Yeah. Stuff you'd like to have back, but it's going both ways for both teams here. Here's CFM on the break right now. It's Addison Fournette. Fournette races past with a great set of wheels, races past the D. Fournette turns and tried to center it up, but kind of lost the puck as she was coming around the right post, and that one's going to be cleared all the way down for an icing against the Stars. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Back to action here. Eau Claire works it out of their end of the ice. Picked off out of neutral. And Eau Claire with the intercept themselves. 2 minutes exactly left to go, first period. Puck still inside the Sabre zone. This one tapped aside by her. And goes off to the right boards. And a shot from Berg. Make that Ava Stowe for Eau Claire. The last Stowe family member to play on the team. Abigail, Naomi. There's one other Stowe I remember playing for ECA. And was it Michaela? Hey, I should know that name, Michaela Stowe. There were four of them, and she's the last one, Ava Stowe, to play from that amazing family. Abigail was an all-BRC, all-state competitor.
Yeah, they've had a nice run of things.
Yep.
Bernie's going to miss that name in his lineup.
I'll say. Here is Biskin, Addie Biskin. Inside the blue line, into Eau Claire Stars territory. She comes out and rips a shot high over the right shoulder, left shoulder, I should say, of Pritzel. Boy, she's come so close on some shots here tonight. And Eau Claire cheated a player behind us. Here is Abby Carnage, comes in and scores. They got Carnage. Behind our D, they kind of fell asleep a little bit. She took a stretch pass and scored with under a minute left to go in the period.
Yeah, that's tough when you've been playing a strong period. Just another one of those situations where we made a bad decision at the blue line. It's been a couple times this game already that Eau Claire's kind of slipped behind our D, but we've been lucky to catch them there and be able to get back. But there, she had too much of a lead on him and got to go in and just went five hole on Cassie.
Wow. Tough, tough break for the Sabres here. Under a minute to play. And he didn't get back. And Karnitz with all kinds of room to maneuver. She went five hole on her. And here comes CFM with a chance to even things up. Couple of shots on net right there. Karnitz with the goal.
Oh, here we go, Eddie.
And here is Roberts with the assist. 16-13, time of that goal. We're down to 16 seconds left to go. CFM still in the zone, trying to square things up. This is Paige Steinmetz at the wall, turns and fires a shot into the glove of Pritzel.
Another three, four good rebound opportunities there that we're just finding ourselves too deep in that net and not up on the top of that crease where that puck's coming out.
Karnitz with the goal for the Stars here tonight, and that is her fourth of the season. Came at 16-13 of the first period, and that will do it for this opening stanza. As Eau Claire scores late, they lead it going into the locker room, 1-0.
I hope that, you know, that last 30 seconds, CFM had a little bit more jump. I felt that they were playing kind of stagnant, just waiting for somebody else to kind of take over the game. I'm not sure if they feel like they should win this game, and so it was just a little lackadaisical, but there, that last rush after that goal is the first time we really saw people, multiple people trying to attack the puck and not hesitant waiting for somebody to do the work.
It is tough, isn't it, when you have lost to a team so many seasons, you only beat them once in 8 years, tied them once, to get over the psychological facet. I see it with boys hockey with a team like Hudson and some of the BRC teams playing them. It's like we're beaten before we hit the ice.
Yeah, it is. It's funny. There's a very fine line there that you play the game with. It's a very emotional situation where you get yourself hyped up, you're excited for the game, and then you kind of get into it. And the first big break really, you know, affects you in a bigger way than maybe it should, because you already feel like you have so much on the line. When I was still on staff, you know, we hadn't beat Eau Claire in years and years, and there are multiple times we're in one-goal, two-goal games, and it's just the edge, and the girls are emotional in the locker room. You're like, you got to get past this, guys, you got to come out there and still perform. But it is. I'm wondering what the message is going to be between periods here and how they're going to come out to start the second.
Right. All right, shots 13-8 in favor of the Sabres, but the only score that counts is the one above that on the scoreboard. That is the tally, the goals scored, and the visitors have a 1-0 lead after one here. Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether, insured by NCUA. We have a doubleheader tonight. Because this game was moved up from 7 o'clock to a 5 o'clock puck drop, we have added McDonald Max Boys Basketball facing their arch rival Eau Claire Regis on the road tonight. Mark Halverson's going to have the call, pick it up after we are done here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. We'll take a break and come back with more on WOGO Radio, the Sabres Hockey.
Come support your Chi-High student entrepreneurs by popping in to the Chippewa Falls High School from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on December 15th and 16th, just inside the Cardinal doors.
The Chi-High Pop-In Shop is open just in time for you to grab the only authentic Cardinal gear, accessories, and more for the holiday season with customizable clothing on the spot.
100% of proceeds from this special event will go directly back to Chi-High student programs.
Pop into Chippewa Falls High School this Thursday and Friday.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Come support your Chi-High student entrepreneurs by popping in to the Chippewa Falls High School from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on December 15th and 16th, just inside the Cardinal doors.
The Chi-High Pop-In Shop is open just in time for you to grab the only authentic Cardinal gear, accessories, and more for the holiday season with customizable clothing on the spot.
100% of proceeds from this special event will go directly back to Chi-High student programs.
Pop into Chippewa Falls High School this Thursday and Friday.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card,
up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit, Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Greg and Michaela up here for CFM Sabres hockey tonight. They trail 1-0 to the Eau Claire Area Stars after one period. As we wait for the second period to begin, we're talking hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. I would say for most of that period, Michaela, CFM dominated the play. They had some really good shots and just could not get it past Pritzel. Boy, I think they could have had 2 or 3 goals there.
Yeah, I mean, Pritzel came up tough on that first save, but really that puck kicked out towards the middle of the ice multiple times, and a couple times each time even, where we'd have a couple chances at it. Biskin had a great opportunity. Eddie Frenette kind of skated past one. I think that's going to be a top focus in the locker room between periods, is making sure you're sitting out there at the top of the crease and letting that puck come out to you.
Yeah, be patient out there waiting for the rebounds. And there's been some rebounds offered up by Pritzel here today. Kind of reminds me of the Hudson game where they had tons of chances and just couldn't put it in. They lost that game, and hopefully they can turn this around in the next period, not get too frustrated here after this opening period.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of optimistic to see earlier in the season where they put a lot of goals in that. You know, last year I think that they struggled putting the puck in the net. We talked about it almost every game, if they could just capitalize on those chances.
Yep.
And so seeing, 11 girls score in a couple of games, and they've got 14 girls with points this year, just hoping that was a hurdle they'd overcome. And it is too early to really make a definitive comment on it, but looking there, I mean, there are a lot of opportunities kind of left on the ice.
13-8, the shots in favor of the Sabres, but a 1-0 lead for the Stars so far. At Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health, with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any questions. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. You can visit ghr-ec.com. It's ghr-ec.com. We'll take another break, come back here, get you set for the second period on WOGO Radio. This is Sabres hockey.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter, Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Sabres hockey tonight. They trail a 1-0 to Tom Bernhardt's Eau Claire Stars. Got the latest poll rankings in for the girls' top six. Bay Area comes in number one. Hayward, that has beaten Eau Claire twice this year at 5-1. University School of Milwaukee, they are ranked third. Then Central Wisconsin, the Storm, Fox Cities, and Superior that knocked off the Sabres in the first game of the season. They come in number six in the girls' poll.
Yeah, it's been a while since Superior's been kind of up there, and they beat both CFM and ECA this year handedly.
Yeah.
You know, a couple years back when I coached the Coleman Cup, I had a couple of their older girls that are on that roster, and they're really nice players. You kind of just hope that they wouldn't lose them over to a Minnesota school with the way they were developing.
Yeah. Beat the Stars 6-1, beat our team 5-1 this year, so they're legit.
Yeah, up there, stuck in northern Wisconsin, you got to do something.
Boys polls got the home team number two in the state. How about that? Notre Dame is number one in D1. Then the Chippewa Falls Cardinals at 5-1. Went down over the weekend to Fond du Lac, and then University School swept those teams and played a really tough schedule. Madison, Edgewood, Verona, Hudson. Only loss was in overtime to Hudson, 90 seconds away from going into the 3-on-3 or 4-on-4, whatever, 3-on-3, I guess. So they come in number two. Hudson at number three. Eau Claire Memorial, number four. She got three BRC teams, 2, 3, and 4. The boys' D1 pulled in Superior and Bayport. And in D2, another BRC team, New Richmond, number one, followed by Fond du Lac Springs, Amory, Rhinelander, Lakeland, and Oregon in the latest poll of teams.
You love to see that BRC dominance.
Yeah, you bet. Get a little BRC action in the girls' poll here if we can.
Yeah, usually they're throughout there, too. Usually the top five's got three or four in there.
Exactly.
It's kind of a down year. Hopefully that turns as the season progresses.
That is for sure. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you here at St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Both teams out now out of their locker rooms, ready to go. Let's see if the Sabres can knock this baby up here.
Yeah, hopefully they found some fire. Yeah. On the season, they're 28-11 goals for, goals against, but in the second period, it's only 6-5.
Mm. Yeah, you're right.
So
6-5.
They've struggled to kind of find that momentum into the second, so hopefully that something in the locker room happened here to give them a kickstart.
Frenette, Steinmetz, and Schemenauer up front for CFM. Sterling and Sloop defensively. And Eau Claire's got it in the Sabres zone. Digging for it in the corners, Kennedy Kruelke. Wraps it around the wall, and it's going to be brought out there by Joey Scheminauer. She's shadowed, tucked underneath the arm of Ava Hibbard, but still got the puck inside the Stars into the ice, and now it pops out. Chased down there by Paige Steinmetz. Looks off to her right, but they hand it right off to Eau Claire, and here they come. Into the zone is Addison Kruelke. Walks in at the hash marks, and the right wheel shoots it into the mitt of her. But boy, tell you what, that's Eau Claire right attacking right away here in the second period.
I don't know what we're seeing out there. That's three or four center ice passes that are just getting picked off. We're just too slow, or I don't telegraphing them, but that's another great chance we gave ECA.
Drop inside the Sabres zone. Be taken by Marley Sterling. Races behind her tender and works it up the boards on the right side, but picked off there by Eau Claire's Kate Roberts. Turns, fires a shot ahead that glanced off a CFM stick. They still swept it in the zone. And here's Marley Sterling. Sterling got it up for Tessa Lysis, but she's down on one knee and couldn't get the puck out of the zone. Now it's back in behind her, and it's finally launched out of the zone into the Eau Claire, into the ice. There's a centering pass cut into the hole. Was Tessa Lysis,
turn and shoot.
Nearly shot that one into the net. Just a quick last-second save there by Pritzel, kept it out. Now back to the point. Here's Marley Sterling, and they had Addison Biskin parked on the left side of the net and just bounced over her stick. The net was halfway wide open. I mean, it was a gaping hole there. But again, no puck luck for CFM. They've had some glorious chances here tonight. Another read by Eau Claire. They tap that one away, but this one is glanced off the wall just into the Eau Claire zone. And it's going to be thrown back and forth here right at the Stars' blue line. Backpedaling there is Emmeline Stevenson, trying to throw it into the Stars' zone. And turning is Stevenson right now. Emmeline. And the left wing circle, trying to use a Stars player as a screen, and that one is going to be squeezed between the pads by Pritzel. She'll hang on for the faceoff.
Got to go back to that opportunity by Addie Biskin.
That's
twice she's found herself on the doorstep with the puck on her. I think she almost killed me last year. I think I picked her every game to be the goal scorer. She was constantly with those opportunities. Oh. And I know she worked on it all summer. It was being around the net finishing, and we've yet to see it.
Shots 14-9 in favor of the Sabres, but they still trail it 1-0. Got to keep it close till you can get the puck past the tender. This is Addison Fournette. Addie throws it out in front, and leaping on it is Pritzel for the draw.
That's a play that's hard to kind of get out of players. Is the puck doesn't always have to go to the middle. You know, it's more worth your time to have some patience and have things open up than just see a girl and throw it. Usually it ends up with the puck clear. You're lucky you just ended up in the goalie's mitt that time.
Face-off win by Paige. And here is Fournette. Turns, fires one, ripped it to the net, and a save by Pritzel. Into the right wing corner now in the Stars zone. Good back pedal. Back check by Paige Steinmetz, and it's right in behind Pritzel. Steinmetz tries to track it down. Now over for Joey Scheminauer. Joey to Paige. Paige has got it. Looks for a point. Here is Riley Biskin, and it came off her stick and stolen away. And here comes the Eau Claire Stars. Breakaway chance. And time save by Cassandra.
Oh, no.
Right there.
No.
Went in on the rebound. They cleaned up the shot. It was Addison Kruelke who had the initial chance, and Cassandra made a glorious save, but they cleaned up the rebound, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, she made the nice play to throw back to the middle, and Cassie was kind of spread out on top of the crease, and they tucked it in. I thought it grabbed the post, and I didn't think it crossed all the way, but this is a terrible view, and, you know, Elbrecht was right on the goal line, so I guess I got to believe him.
Yeah.
Another just poor decision at the blue line by CFM leads to an ECA break that results in another goal.
Victoria Keitlinger, the wing on that first line. Grulke, the save, or I should say the assist. And time of that, 3:21 of the second period. And CFM now down by a deuce. Ashley Sloop with a long wrist shot. That one drifted wide, kicked out of the corner, but CFM on the forecheck. Here is Biscuit. Addie Biscuit back to the point, knocked down there by Marley Sterling. She's trying to hold the zone. In into the corner. Tessa Lysis has got it. One was jammed up on the body check in the left wing corner, and Eau Claire brings it out here. It is Abby Karnitz, who has a goal herself here tonight, brought it in the zone and taken away.
Go to the middle.
And here comes Ashley Sloop. She does go to the middle between the wheels here and tried to pull a trigger on a shot and fanned on it a bit. Back at the top of the wheel on the near side is Maya Post. Takes a shot right there, knocked down by the Stars, and they come up to the blue line. Here is Addison Knock with the shot, and that one's going to be swallowed up by Cassandra right there with 12:23 left to go in the second period. Shot 16-13, but the Stars have a two-goal lead.
Yeah, they've definitely had the better opportunities this period.
Unlike the first, CFM playing D-to-D here in the corner on the near wing, and it's going to be brought out by Riley Biskin, who is a tall drink of water. I saw her without the pads on, and she's just skinny as a rail and very tall.
Got some good size on her.
This one goes to the Stars, and they drag it behind our goaltender on the half wall. There's a shot, and nice job by Sandra Hurd to hold the post on the near wing and knock it down and hold it in her glove.
Yeah, you got that youth in the defensive position. Riley does a nice job, but she just sometimes finds herself being a little lazy to the corner and letting, like, right there, that Eau Claire girl kind of just have the right away rather than using her size to her advantage.
This one is going to be taken by the Sabres. And here comes Paige Steinmetz. Would love to get a goal here to cut the lead in half. Here's a shot by Joey Schemenauer. CFM with a chance, but it's going to be turned aside and all the way down the ice by the Stars, and that will draw the icing call right here. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics, including the Sabres. 17-14, the shots right now, still in favor of the home team.
That was a textbook opportunity by Joey. Kept the puck going wide, went low, far pad. Perfect rebound, kicked out. Yeah. Just again, sound like a broken record, but nobody's there to put it away.
I feel like one of these has got to go in with the good chances we've had so far, but this one is going to be lobbed out of the zone, and CFM's got to touch up here. Riley Biskin's going to skate off on the... I thought she was skating off. She's going to stay out there defensively. Here comes Eau Claire to the line, but pushed aside is Kennedy Grulke as she came to the blue stripe. Addison Fournette carries it back toward the Eau Claire zone. Centering pass right there, looking for Paige Steinmetz. The puck didn't get to her. Back to the point, though. Held at the point, and a shot taken by Ashley Sloop. That one ricocheted off an Eau Claire player, comes out, and Riley Biskin will angle this one off the boards, but I think it bounced out of play.
Yeah, Ashley Sloop almost took somebody's head off there. She's got a heavy shot.
Yeah, I'll see.
I wouldn't want to stand in front of that.
Oof. So they'll face off right at the center circle here. 10:44 left to go in the second. Sabres trail up by two, but still a lot of time left here. Swept into the CFM zone by Evelyn Kohler. This one's going to come from right to left. On the break is the Sabres, and handed off to Addison Biskin. Addison beats the D. Can she shoot? She does. It just went wide by a couple of feet into the right wing corner. And the forecheck is Tessa Lysis, and who is going to help her out? It's Addison Biskin, Addie Biskin in there. And also Emmalyn Stevenson, and Emmalyn tapped it ahead. A couple of CFM players on it right here on the yellow stripe, and it's going to kick back over in the left wing corner with 9:55 left to go here in the second period. This one still caught up in the Eau Claire zone. And the D able to work it ahead for Kate Roberts.
Wow, what a nice forecheck.
Yeah, Kate came out to the blue line, then dumped right there on a bit of a check or lost her edge. And this one's going to come back out to neutral ice. Marley Sterling gathers it in right there. Tic-tac-toe up to post. And a shot taken to the goaltender. Save made. And this one's going to come out to center ice. Backtracking is Marley Sterling. She coughed up the puck, but got some help on the right wing by Riley Biskin. Biskin has it, carries it to her own blue line, then lost the puck herself. Caught up in the fray on the half wall. CFM goes rink wide, but right there is the Stars defensively. Eau Claire's got it right now. In behind the goaltender, her, and this one's going to come back to the point. Tapped ahead right there by Rupert. And that one deflects into the right wing corner in the Sabres zone. Sabres look tired right now. And good time to take a whistle by the goaltender.
Yeah, they look beat. I think that three-man rotation on the back end is really killing them. I know that.
I wondered how long they could go with that.
Well, especially when they're taking so many chances. I talked, you know, early on in the show about how they can't be taking these offensive rushes if they're expected to roll three. And we've taken a lot of offensive rushes back there where they're just gassing themselves. Oh, no.
And this one out in front of her, off the draw. And Cassandra followed the puck through the paint to the left post and kept it out from the back of the net here. Eau Claire finally coughs the puck up. CFM's got it out and neutralized for a moment. Backpedaling to their own zone. Dropped off a mitt by Ashley Sloop. Tried to play it ahead, and that one's picked off, but here comes CFM again. Along the rail on the far side, and this one drops into the right wing corner with 8 minutes exactly left to go in the second period.
Send it.
CFM,
sorry
pass. Oh! It was Frenette. Addison Frenette couldn't pull the trigger. She was all by herself. Didn't get a shot off on the goaltender. Eau Claire back in the CFM zone. Nice block out front by the Sabres defense. And here is Riley Biskin. Turns, rips a shot up the wall, and trying to bring it out is Joey Schemenauer. That one knocked down by Eau Claire, and they're just going to backpedal, drop it back, and hit the reset button right here. It comes out to neutral ice. Frenette tried to get to it, couldn't chase it down, and here comes Ava Hibbard for Eau Claire. Hibbard walks in past one player and then got redirected into the corner by Ashley Sloop. Well, she would have had a hard shot, a nice shot right there. That one comes in from top of the circle, bounces into the mitt of Cassandra Herr, and she will hang on to that with 7:08 left to go here in the second.
Another, that was a great recovery by Sloop there. I thought she was beat, but she turned and used that length of hers to steer towards the corner and knock the puck loose. Or else we almost had another little semi-break there for the Stars.
Drop inside the Eau Claire, I should say the CFM zone. Brought out momentarily by Addison Biskin and picked off. But here comes Addie again to the blue line. Try to work her way through a pair of Stars players. Couldn't do it. And it's loose just inside the Sabres zone. Tapped off the wall by Marley Sterling. Here is Tessa Lysis. Turns. She'll sling the rock into the right wing corner. And Lysis got it right now. Up top of the circle there. And a shot taken by Addison Biskin. That one is blocked. Back to the point. 6:25 left to go in the period.
Oh, it opened
and
up
they've got it in the left wing corner. That's Ashley Sloop. The defenseman jumped into the play and didn't get a shot on net as it comes back out. Sloop taps it ahead for Lysis. And here is Biskin. Biskin tried to turn it on her forehand and couldn't complete it. And Eau Claire able to tap that one all the way down the ice. And that's going to be an icing call right here with 6:01 left to go in this period. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. So don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/wogo. cbosm.com, and make sure you put the slash wogo. 2-0. One goal in the first, another here in the second. As we wind it down to the latter third of the second period. This one's still in the Sabres zone. Addison Fournette's going to chase it down, hang on behind her goaltender, look for an open space, and tapped ahead. And here's the break for Paige Steinmetz. Paige, surrounded by Stars players, dumps it in. She's going to come to the bench for a rest here. That line's coming off. Steinmetz, Fournette, Schemenauer. And the second line's out there. Here's Emily Stevenson dangling the puck. Shoots, and it just went wide. She just weaved her way in inside the right wing circle. Took a shot, and that one a little bit to the right. And this one's going to come all the way back to the Sabres zone. It is Emma Lynn with the puck, lost it, picks it back up again, and goes rink wide for Tessa Lysis, and it's off her stick into the right wing corner. 4:33 left to go here in the second. Shots 18-17, tapped back to the high slot, but CFM couldn't get it. We got a one-on-one here with Ava Hibbard coming in for the Stars. Nice job defensively there by Ashley Sloop to stop her. We got an offsides call right here as Ashley Sloop had an idea of carrying the puck to the hole, but had one of her teammates in a step early, huh?
That was a nice stretch pass, but Ryan came off the bench, I think, and it was a late whistle. I thought they were going to miss it, and we were going to have a great chance there, but hey, they did their job right.
I know. I hate that when they do their job right.
It's rare. It's very rare.
Well, the Kinley Law line is out there right now for the Sabres, and offsides call right there. Maybe the puck went out of play. Maybe that was it. Anyway, whistle stops player here with 4:13 left to go in the second period. Defensively, it is Riley Biskin on the near wing and Ashley Sloop, the other D. And here is Kinley Law taking the draw for the Sabres. Swept off her stick, back in the CFM zone. Sentry pass right there. And fortunately, the Sabres player reached back and brought it out. 3:54 left to go in the second period. Puck right out the center stripe. Sloop backpedals, tosses one in, and it comes around from left to right. In behind the goaltender. Punched in deep on the right wing side by Biskin. And this one is pitched all the way down, and that should draw the icing call against the Stars, and it does. 3:33, still a lot of time here, Michaela, but boy, just like to see a chance or two back here. And it looks as if to me that, getting a little tired out there, where the team wearing the white sweaters.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking a little bit fatigued here. I don't know if it's the lack of gameplay this year, but right now we got a little mismatch on the lineup, so hopefully we can get some chances here and try to put one in late in this period to get some momentum back our way.
Back to the point. Ashley Sloop will duck this one into the left wing corner, and it comes around to the elbow on the far side. Here's Paige. Back pedals and able to hold the zone there. Fournette comes in to help out, along with Joey Schemenauer on that line, and Paige has got it, sweeps it ahead. And here is Schemenauer with a centering pass. That one tipped off a stick right on Pritzel, but we still have it. Centering pass again. It's going to come back to the point. Turning and firing is Marley Sterling. That one drifted wide, but CFM has still got
shot.
The center right there. And it goes in. Yes! The Sabres have a tally here, and they've cut the lead in half.
We knew something had to give there. That was a lot of sustained pressure, lots of good chances. Pritzel was coming up big every time, and finally one kicked out far enough with a little bit of traffic, and Addy put it in the back of the net. That was much deserved there.
Yeah. Addy Fournette with the goal. Number 4, assist going to Paige. And Joey Schemenauer, that full line, got in the action.
Yeah, they were all kind of, they were in there tough that whole time, have a nice sustained forecheck, and then paid dividends in the end.
So Fournette with her second of the season, but here comes Eau Claire again.
Right out of the middle.
Zone. There's the steal, and this is Biskin. Biskin with a couple of players to beat, comes in. She does have speed. Turns, open up ice, back to the point. Here's her sister, and a shot taken.
Loose.
Smothered. Oh, I thought it was smothered by Pritzel. She didn't have it. She dropped it, still in the corner, still alive. Puck with 2:20 left to go. And CFM cutting that lead now, 2-1 here in the second. But Eau Claire's got it. They march up the ice.
Oh,
and
no.
This is Kennedy Grulke, stopped at the blue line as she came in. And a whistle will stop play right here.
Emmeline got a penalty. Emmeline went for the poke check and got a little bit too much of the skates and took her down. That's a bummer with the momentum shift we were just seeing now to go a man down for the last 2 minutes of this period.
2:10 on the game clock. This will be the second power play for Eau Claire. They are 23.8% on the advantage. And, yeah, Addie Fournette with a nice block there. She gave it up, blocked it, and she still picks it up. And had a chance with Joey Schemenauer alongside her. But puck dropped off her stick. Addison Fournette on the back check picks it up. It's going to carry it in the zone, and that'll rag some time off the clock here. 1:35 left to go. And the Stars power play, and Eau Claire digs it off the wall. Here comes Grulke. Addison Grulke wheels and deals in behind the goaltender. Centering pass right there.
And we're going down another man.
Oh, my goodness. Another penalty here. I think you're right.
Yeah, Riley Biskin up here at the red line got into a little scrum with one of the EC girls. Jabbed her in the back with a cross check. And here we go. We're down 5-3 here.
5-3. 1:23 of the 5-on-3 here.
There's some of the inexperience and maybe immaturity of a freshman.
Yep.
I think she's got her fifth penalty on the year. She's leading the team in penalty minutes. And when you're only running 3D, you really can't afford to have one of them go down in the box.
I guess. 5-on-3. Let's see if we can kill it off. The drop inside the Sabres zone. And they clear it. Much needed clear right there. 1:24 left on the game clock, so the 5-on-3, Mikaela, carry over to the third period.
Killing off this first part of it is going to be so crucial to the rest of this game, honestly.
Here is Kennedy Grulke, U19 national player, and she was rubbed a bit on the wall. No call right there. The puck loose in the left wing corner in the CFM. Turning and ripping one is Abby Karnitz, and right in to the CFM Sabre logo in front of Cassandra Herr, and she'll eat that one up here with 1:02 left on the game clock. And the 5-on-3 going. Got to kill off the next 62 seconds. Ripped along the yellow stripe, but not out. Held there by Kennedy Grulke, who directs things at the point. And a hard shot, a lifted shot right there by Addison Grulke over the crossbar, but they still own the zone. Here's Kennedy Grulke, drops it to the left side for Evelyn Kohler, and still in the zone. Eau Claire tracks it down. 37 seconds left to go in the period. We need another clear. Still in the on the half wall. Here comes Grulke, and a shot. And coming out to meet her is Cassandra. And she'll hang on to that one. Knocked it down and kept it in front of her. So a much-needed whistle right there with 29.4 seconds to go in the 5-on-3. Paige Steinmetz is going to come out for the CFM Sabres. Paige out there along with Addison and Marley Sterling. And the puck in back of the net. Cassandra is down. Now she gets back up again with 15 seconds to go. Eau Claire's got it at the point. Is Kennedy Grulke. She hangs on, looks for some space, and that one's going to be picked, and it's 5-on-4 coming out of the bench. It's Evelyn Stevenson. Evelyn trying to beat the D. Turns it to the right of the cage as time runs out. Good idea. Kind of ran out of time there. Evelyn Stevenson was on the bench waiting to get in the game after it went from 5-on-3 to 5-on-4 and nearly had a shorty. So we go into the third period with a 2-1 score. And 27 seconds to go on the 5-on-4 now.
Hey, you got to take some of that momentum from killing off the majority of that, the penalty in all of the 5-on-3 situations pretty successfully. They were able to keep Eau Claire kind of outside and allow them to take those outside shots that Cassie has a clear look at. And I didn't see anything too threatening from that 5-on-3 for ECA.
And they've got a rest right now, you know, to kill off the rest of this penalty. So they did what they had to do to get to the locker room without giving up that goal.
Yeah, yeah, a crazy kind of turn of emotions there at the end with CFM getting that huge goal, coming out firing again, and then immediately taking back-to-back penalties. You know, again, like we talked about, they got to calm those emotions in between periods and kind of come out with that same kind of flat emotion again.
So we've got plenty of time to get that tying goal and maybe the winning goal here tonight. They really needed to get a goal, I think, in the second period to kind of get some emotion back here, get some momentum on their side, and they did do that.
And I think it's important that it came from the first line. They've kind of been stagnant today. I don't think that they had many opportunities offensively. It's really been that second line of Emily and Tessa and Addie carrying the show offensively, and I'd love to see them get one in the net. But I think that the first line taking advantage of that opportunity is probably big for their psyche here too.
2-1 our score after two here on WOGO. This is Sabres Hockey. We'll be back.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store, then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up.
Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, we cut the lead in half in the second period. A goal by Addison Fournette, her second of the season, makes it 2-1. The assist going to Paige Steinmetz and Joey Schemenauer. And like you said, it was great to get that first line working. We're waiting for the third period to begin. We're talking hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. So what do you think they're talking about in that CFM locker room right now?
It's tough, right? I mean, I don't want to play like armchair quarterback. I mean, I do.
Yeah.
But I think that they need to make kind of a personnel change here, and they need to go help out that D unit. Mm-hmm. I think they were exposed, especially in that period, not just as far as being gassed, but that inexperience. You know, I think that Addie Fournette almost has to be moved back there where she played a stellar season last year.
You hate to see her come off the forward line, but you got to keep it a one-goal score here. You know?
They need help. I mean, it's been bad decisions by the young defensemen at the blue line that's led to both of the Eau Claire rushes that led to the goals.
Yep.
There are some other really, you know, threatening opportunities that they've had that are just straight up from, you know, either just the lack of legs back there and experience. So I think that you switch Addie back there, it takes a little bit of your firepower away from that top line, but, you know, she's the one that scored the goal. I get that.
Right.
But I still think that you almost have to make that change to keep this one
tight.
They
look gassed. That defensive core, just their tank was empty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Midway through the second period.
And then they weren't exactly learning from it. You know, they were continuing to rush the puck, and then, you know, whether or not they get it deep, the puck's coming back out, and so they're costing themselves a back check every time that they have a rush up the ice. So they're doing, you know, kind of double, triple the work there.
We have high school buckets coming up next with Mark Halverson. We were able to fit another game in here with this one being moved down from 7 to a 5 o'clock puck drop, and so we've got the McDonald Max boys basketball team in Eau Claire tonight against arch rival Regis, and we'll have that game for you. We'll pick it up with Mark right after our game here tonight. Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach, and in the courtroom, Dave Check in Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Third period ahead here in a few minutes, and it's 2-1. The Eau Claire Stars leading the CFM Sabres. We will be back in just a moment. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best.
That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Well, this first of two games tonight. Got the Max Regis battle for boys' buckets after this one from Eau Claire. And the first of two hockey games this week on WOGO. We got the Sabres tonight and then the second-ranked Chi-High Cardinals boys' hockey team at Eau Claire North Thursday night. Those are always great games. Eau Claire North had a lead in that regional game last year. Chi-High had to have a furious comeback to beat them to keep their season alive, and it just is always amazing when those two teams meet. So we'll be at Hobbs Thursday night, 6:40 pregame show, Cardinal Countdown, here on WOGO. It's a hockey season marches on. Hard to believe this is the first home game for the Sabres this year.
Yeah, that is crazy. I actually didn't realize it until, you know, you talked about it earlier, but Tony hit it right on the head. That just means you play more at home to end the year.
Yeah, nine of the last 11 are at home between Menominee and this rink.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the opposite of what the schedule really usually looks like, but being able to slide in the playoffs.
That would be good for a coach, though. Wouldn't you want it heavily weighted at home in the second half of the season?
Yeah, that's where you want your momentum, right, heading into that playoff push, and you never feel better than when you're playing at home.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can get a home victory in our first home game. We've got to come back. Sabres trailed it 2-0. ECA with the goal in the first and one in the second. 3:21 into the second. They led 2-0, but we had a nice goal at 14:10 of the second period from Addison Fournette. And still got to kill off about a half a minute of power play for Eau Claire, but we had a significant time of a 5-on-3, and I was very pleased they were able to kill that baby.
Yeah, and they really did a textbook. They didn't really give any good opportunities. The top of that triangle stayed home and forced them to stay outside, and that's really textbook, which is nice to see that the girls understand the system there. Not that we want to be in that situation again, but
right, yeah, that's for sure. And had a chance at the end of the period, just couldn't put it home. But CFM's had a lot of good chances. You feel like, okay, we're going to get a good bounce here sometime and maybe tie this game up and go ahead here.
Yeah, that's definitely the feeling. Eau Claire's chances have all come from breaks, right?
Right.
When
yep.
CFM's really been the team that sustains the forecheck and grinds out their opportunities. And in the end, you think that style has got to win.
No.
Something's got to pay off.
Yeah, we had a defensive lapse there, coughed the puck up, and they got behind our D for the first goal. Yeah, it's been that kind of thing here where better chances, better quality chances have come from the Sabres, but they still trail it 2-1. Eau Claire area heading to the bench right now, getting ready for this third period. It's actually reversed tonight. The varsity game is first. The JV game is second, so they can use some of these varsity players on the JV team because they're a little bench is a little shy here.
Yeah, a little short. It's nice that they even have enough players to get to play some JV opportunities, you know, give those younger girls a chance to get on the ice
mm-hmm.
so they can grow their skills a little better for when they're needed up on varsity. But it's
right.
The right call. you know, your fourth line or even, the you know, your third line, they're going to need the CJV time, and you'd rather do it after they play a full game than
absolutely
burn their legs early.
You bet. So if you're here at the rink, maybe stick around for that one. We'll be heading to Eau Claire for the Regis Max game coming up next. Officials are ready. The two Albrecht boys and Taylor Hanvelt, our officiating crew here tonight. We'll put four players out to begin here. A 5-on-4 power play for Eau Claire, but only 27 seconds. And a good rest for these players in the locker room to kill off the final half minute here.
Yeah, let's give it a good effort here for 27 and then build that momentum into the rest of the period and start putting that puck in the back of the
net. Stay out of the box the rest of the way here, huh?
Let's try to get ourselves a power play.
Yeah,
be
that's
nice.
For sure. CFM Ofer on the man advantage this season. Here we go. It's going to be Paige Steinmetz. To her right is Joey Schemenauer. Addie Fernette out there for CFM. And Ashley Sloop, and this one goes past Sloop, and it's Grulke in the corner. Got a little water out there. Grulke's got it right now, down to 16 to go on the power play. Back up on top for Nora Berg. She fires one. That one's going to be picked and sent all the way down by Sloop, and that should just about do it. It should be taken down to 4 seconds, 3-2-1. And CFM back to the full strength centering pass right there for Joey Schemenauer. And she tried to go to the forehand, lost the puck. Still in the zone there as Joey Schemenauer backpedaled, got the puck, and now it squirts loose back out to neutral. Here's Paige over to Addison Fernette. Addie brought it to the line, had it stripped, and Eau Claire's got it right here. Victoria Keitlinger works it off to her right. And this is going to be Grulke, and she's pushed up against the dasher. Lost the puck, and here's Addie Fernette. Fernette one on two. Fernette turning and throwing a shot on net off the glove of Pritzel, and a chance right there on the redirect down low for Tessa Lysis. Came off her stick, but just wide of the cage. Turning, firing one in is Ashley Sloop. And the Sabres try to chase it down here. 15:30 left to go in the game clock. Sabres down by a goal here in the third. Here comes Biskin, and a shot. That one lofted high. It drifted over the crossbar. Ricocheted hard off the in wall and picked up by Emma Lynn. She's got it. Stops, turns, throws a pass in for Lysis. And in the high slot is Marley Sterling. Tried to load up a shot. Never happened. And this one ricochets into the right wing corner. And a scrum right there. Now it comes back up on top. Nice job by Ashley Sloop to hold the zone. A couple of players come off for CFM. Quickly out of the ice is Paige Steinmetz along with Riley Biskin on the left point. Here is Eau Claire. They've got it right now. It is Abby Karnitz with the puck. Turns, fires it all the way up the ice, and they'll take the call for icing right here.
That was an entire offensive shift by the. I'm going to start calling them the first line because they're playing like one.
Yeah, maybe reverse things here a little bit, huh?
Eau Claire did. They're matching up that line with the Grilkeys more often than they're seeing this line. So I think he is playing that matchup of trying to defend that really offensive powered second line.
Page to take the draw here against Abby Karnitz, and this one's going to come back. For Biskin, tries to take a slap shot that was knocked out. Here's a shot. Oh, Paige Steinmetz just missed it by a few inches over the right shoulder of Pritzel. Ripped off the window behind her, and CFM on the forecheck. This is Joey Schemenauer wrapped around the boards, I think, by Eau Claire, and that should draw the whistle right here for icing again.
We've got Eau Claire just scrambling
here. Yeah, got a little hop in our step here, don't we?
The only time Eau Claire's touching the puck is when they're sending it down the length of the ice. A goal here would be just devastating, I think, and really open the floodgates for us.
14:06 left to go in the third period. Face off in the right circle, and it comes back to the point. There is Ashley Sloop. Pumps one off the boards, and this one into the right wing corner, still held by the Sabres. Sloop. steps up, but it hopped over her stick. Got some puck support right there, though, by Joey Schemenauer in the back check. And who's going to corral that puck? It is Riley Biskin. Walked it up and then lost it. Biskin still looking to hone her game here a little bit. Big, tall defenseman. This one floats into the Eau Claire zone as they go tic-tac-toe up the ice. And long stretch pass here for Keitlinger off her stick into the left wing corner of the Sabres zone. 13:22 left to go, third period. Shots 23-19 in favor of the home team, but they trail it 2-1. And a whistle will stop play right here. Third icing call against the Sabres.
It looks like CFM's trying to keep that off winger a little bit higher for the stretch pass coming out of the zone to see if they can get some odd man rushes
beat their
here.
Yeah,
exactly. And with Addie Biskin and her speed, if they get that pass there, there's no way she's not going to make a break.
13-12. Here's a drop. Left wing wheel. Sabres go D to D. Here's Marley Sterling.
Nice
and
play.
Gives it up for Biskin. Back to Sterling. Space and ice time right here. Wrapped around the wall. Biskin tried to tap it past the D. Couldn't do that. Holding the point was Morgan Rupert. And this one pops over the window and out of play here.
Have we had a crazy number of pucks go out of play in this
we
game?
We have. I don't know what's going on. It must be a big magnet up on the roof or in the stands or something.
Can't keep it on the ice.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Sabres win the draw. They've got it for a moment, then stolen away. Centering pass, and that one's picked off. And there comes Biskin. Biskin rink wide for Tessa Lysis. Couldn't find it. Got caught up between her skates. Still in the zone, though. And this is Emily Stevenson. Centering pass right there. Knocked down by the D in front of Pritzel. And the puck still inside the Eau Claire zone. Pinned up against the dasher behind the tender. And this one's going to float out from the corner. Pouncing on his Pritzel right there with 12:16 left to go in the third. And Sabres trailing by one here.
The amount of times that puck is kicked out below the hash marks, you know, to the goal in that box, and we haven't gotten a stick on it, is just unbelievable. Even there, it was just a kind of a bouncing puck that ends up right in the middle. And the fact that we're not there with our sticks down is just insane.
Got to be at the right place at the right time, huh? All right, there's a draw, and the puck travels into the left wing corner. Sabres have it right here, and now it stretches across the blue stripe, and here comes Eau Claire. Good back check by CFM. They surround the player coming in. That's Addison Knack, and she had no place to maneuver. And here is Biskin right now. Throws it down the ice. Probably should have looked up. She had Ashley Sloop, the defenseman, who was skating up the rink, and no icing is going to be called, so the puck is in the zone here. This is Kinley Law. Law in the right wing corner. Throws it rink wide. Nobody there wearing white. And here comes Eau Claire. Potential odd man rush here. Two on one. Brought in by Grulke, and she went left side for Keitlinger on the backhand pass, just beyond her reach. Got it, caught a break right there. And the puck is pushed up against the ribbon, yellow ribbon down there behind the goaltender. On the half board, still Eau Claire controls, and they'll just swish this one in the left wing corner for Kennedy Grulke. Comes back to the point. This is Ava Stowe. Stowe's rink wide pass for D is picked off. And Ryan Furstenberg has got it for CFM. Furstenberg brought it in, tried to make a move. Poke checked off her stick, but then reached back, got it. Wrapped it around the wall and to the side of the net. Here is Paige Steinmetz back on top.
Nice
the return pass. Paige has got it. Paige in the corner looking for some help. Skating in is Joey Schemenauer. This is the line that gave us our first goal. Paige has got it right now in the elbow on the right side. And here's Joey over to Fernette in the low slot. Turned and didn't get a whole lot in the shot. Picked off and cleared by Eau Claire. Here's a tap pass to Fernette again. Addison's got the first goal into the corner, and a centering pass is intercepted. and cleared with 10 minutes exactly left to go in the period. Backpedaling is Ashley Sloop. She's got it. Looks up the ice, trying to hit Fournette. And let's see if icing's going to be called right now. Fournette lifting the stick. Good battle there of Nora Berg. She just, smart hockey player, lifted that stick trying to get the advantage. This one in the corner, right wing side of the Eau Claire zone. And it's going to come around for Emma Lynn. She is bodied up against the wall right here, but still able to carry the puck out a little bit, but cleared out to neutral ice. And we're going to have a stoppage of play right here.
Men.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
Third power play of the night for Eau Claire coming up here.
That's tough. I think Addie was on the bench when that puck got played, but the official feels otherwise. Get an explanation from the ref to Skelton down there. You can hear on the hot mic.
Too many men on the ice here for the Sabres. 9:27 left to go, third period. So we got to kill another power play here, and we're starting to run out of time.
Yeah, that's a bad break. You know, Addie was at the end of a long shift getting off the ice, and just the puck comes out at the wrong time.
Well, we'll have our post-Glass and Mirror post-game show and our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. Not sure if we'll have time enough for Tonya Menard in our post-game shows. We got basketball to follow here. Pick that one up in progress. Let's see if we can tie this baby up. This is Biscuit. Biscuit racing down the ice. Had a couple of players to beat. Tried a backhand shot. Picks up the rebound herself. And 5-on-4. Biscuit working hard. And this one's going to squirt across the line right onto the tape of Marley Sterling, who hammered it right into the Eau Claire player. Minute and a half left to go on the power play, and Eau Claire's got it right now. Here's Kennedy Grulke for the Stars. Grulke camps out behind the goaltender in the Sabres zone. Now they work it off to the left and up to the point. One-timer here bounces through traffic just wide of the net by Ava Hibbard. And this one's going to come around on the near wing side with 1:08 left to go in the power play. 8.5 on the game clock here as the Sabres trail by one. Back to Berg at the point. Pardon me, Hibbard at the point. She tried a shot. That one is deflected, and that gives CFM a chance to clear.
Stick.
And a steal right there. Evelyn Stevenson, the chaser down there, nearly had a shorty. Poke checked it off the Eau Claire defenseman. And right to the net into the glove of Pritzel.
Yeah, she held on to that one. That would be the first puck she's held on to on her first touch.
Yeah.
Emmeline was right there. She didn't.
Face off in the Eau Claire zone here as the goaltender hangs on to it. Joey Sheminar chases it down in the corner. Eau Claire's got it with the man advantage here. Banked off the wall and quickly down the ice. Ashley Sloop races to get it in the Sabre zone. Stops, turns to her right, looking for some space, and hammers that one off the dasher all the way down, so that'll draw some time off. 23 seconds to go on the man advantage for the Stars, so they might have one more rush left in them in this power play. That's going to be an icing call there as they just threw it off the wall all the way down from way behind the center red stripe.
Yeah, it was an odd decision. It was fresh legs on the ice.
Right.
I don't know if she just lost sense of where she was on the ice, didn't realize she was behind the red line, but hey, we'll take the free.
Caught a break right there.
Free zone there.
13 seconds to go to kill the power play here. Eau Claire with the only power play opportunities this afternoon on the ice. And, Fournette nearly was run over by the Eau Claire player, and this is going to be cleared all the way down, and that will do it for the power play. 7.25 left to go in this one. Sabres still trail it by 1-2-1, and this is going to be tossed into the right wing corner, picked up down there by the Sabres. Now they're going to maybe start the pincher a little bit. This one bounced in on the goaltender. Pritzel sticks it in the corner, And it comes around to the near side, and this one right onto the team. Ashley Sloop, she turns, fires, and a rebound chance down there by Paige Steinmetz, and she went down hard. She was sweeping at that puck. She's going to get up here. The Eau Claire player along with her.
Yeah, again, the puck just kind of bounced out to her stick, and she wasn't ready when it first got on her. So just that little hesitation and putting it on net lets Pritzel come over, get square, and make that save.
6:30 clock is running along here with 6:33. We've lost a few seconds there as the clock continue to run here. Okay, they're going to reset the clock here. 6:48 on the game clock here. Don't want to lose any time, trailing by one here. Face off to the glove side of Pritzel in the Eau Claire zone. And what do we have? Puck out of play again? Wow.
I killed it, clock.
Oh, okay. They got to wait for us to set the clock up here in the booth. 6:40-something is what is on the clock here. Basketball coming up here in a few with Halvo. From Eau Claire, Regis is going to have the Max Regis game here. Shots 27-19 in favor of the home team, the Sabres, but they still trail it 2-1. Had some wonderful chances in the first period. Well, you think about those, you put one or two of those in, you got the lead here as the game grinds down to the end.
Yeah, I think every period so far we've had just a blatant opportunity with an empty net that we just haven't put the puck in the net.
6:47 underway again here, and this puck is thrown from east to west to the Dasher on the far side in the Eau Claire zone. CFM trying to get a goal here, tie this game up, and on the forecheck is Emily Stevenson, tapped it ahead, and Eau Claire is going to carry it across their blue stripe, and here comes Eau Claire right now. Ava Hibbard trying to beat the D. She got past one player, but good job by the Sabres to get back defensively to stop her. And Eau Claire regathers out at neutral with 6:12 left to go in the game clock. Tossed in on the left wing side. Sabres have it, tapped into the left wing corner. They're into the ice, and it's Emily Stevenson who lost it. Eau Claire sets it up back to their D. Well, just ribbon this one into the right wing corner. Floats into the left. Chased down there by the Stars. And they throw one towards the cage. And that one maybe kicked off a player. Ricocheted into the left wing side. And finally, it is Biskin for CFM.
Oh,
yeah. Player offsides there. Her sister, I think, was a step in.
She did. She hesitated Riley. That little bit. The puck kind of got behind her and... I mean, it's hard as the off player to not time it up, and Addie
right.
was just half
a step.
She's
got those long legs. Couldn't get in there in time. Riley Biskin.
That's tough. That was going to be a nice 2-on-1 chance.
5:37 left to go. Face off outside the Eau Claire line, and this is going to be gunned into the right wing corner. Comes around. Eau Claire's got it, and I think they're content just to clear it out here and take some time off and keep it out of there into the ice. This one is banked off the wall right on. And the save made there by Cassandra Hurt. 5:14 left to go. So we count it down. CFM down by one. Trying for their third win of the year. They're 2-2. 0-1 at the BRC. This would be huge to square their record in conference, but they got to tie it up first. It's in the right elbow in the Eau Claire zone.
Getting deep.
And, it's Ashley Sloop that had it stripped off her stick. And this one's going to float all the way back in the Sabres in. CFM looking up the ice, trying to attack here. Trailing by one with 4:40 left to go, third period. They go D to D. And here is Sloop right now. Turns, guns one into the zone. And this is going to squirt out. And here comes Lauren Eckhoff. She'll sail off to her left, trying to get some help here. Eckhoff carried it behind Cassandra Herr with 4:17 left to go and lost the puck. Still in the Sabres zone on the half boards right here. 4:08 and counting left to go, third period. Tapped ahead out to neutralize. Can they do something? Biscuit was going down. And Addison able to sweep it ahead, but not quite deep enough. And Eau Claire skates out of their own end of the ice. Now reversed into the zone. Biskin's in there. Here's her sister, Riley Biskin. Back to Addie. And the shot taken right there. Comes back to the point. Sloop. Loads one up. And that one blocked out in front by Nora Berg. And deflects into the left wing corner. Eau Claire's got it. They tried to walk it out. That's Addison Neck. And finally touches the tape of Lauren Eckhoff. And she comes out. Biskin's there to knock it down, but can't do anything with it. And banked off the wall by Hayes of the Stars deep in the CFM zone. 3:10, count it down. We need a quickie here to tie it up as it comes back to the point. Here's Eau Claire. Dangling in is Kennedy Grulke. Lost the puck, and this one squirts back out, but Grulke stays with the puck and protects the puck with her body. Then turns and fires one in. That might be an icing call right here. And so a huge offensive zone faceoff here for the Sabres. 2:52 left to go. We'll watch her down at this end of the ice and see when Tony decides to pull her from the cage.
Yeah, the way Eau Claire is kind of making breaks, you got to take advantage of any time you're in the offensive zone here.
It's 2:50.
Switched over a little bit.
Back underway here. CFM on the attack. Over to Marley Sterling. Turn, tried to go forehand, and that one is knocked down. Eau Claire's got it banked off the wall. Addison Grulke's got it. Grulke into the corner. Turns and gets some help from Kennedy Grulke. Back up on top to Berg. Down to Kennedy. She's got it right here. Centering pass. Tapped aside by Keitlinger. Her shot. And this one deflects back to the Star zone. 2:16 and counting left to go, third period. Dumped back in the Sabres end of the ice. This is Biskin. Biskin tried to carry it out. Loose, kicked around, and Addie Biskin, her sister, has got it right here. And still outside the zone. Biskin tried to carry it in. She did on sides, and here comes CFM. And this one, this opportunity broken up by the Stars. And CFM on the back check has it. Here's Emma Lynn. Emma Lynn turned and fired a shot. That one was blocked and cleared with a minute and a half left to go.
I've got to think on this next rush that Cassie's going to come out of the net here. I think I would have taken advantage there, but...
Here is Biskin right now. Carries it in.
Get it deep.
Her is still on the ice, and Eau Claire's got it right here.
Tessa's going to go for an interference or a check.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's going to be tough to win the game now. Minute 15 left to go. We've got our fourth power play of the night for Eau Claire.
Body check.
It is a body check.
It was kind of incidental contact, and she definitely won the battle. It looked worse than I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
But that's... kind of devastating to our comeback here.
Okay. We're going to have a timeout right here for the Sabres with a minute 14 left to go. They trail by one, but they just put Eau Claire on the power play, and we will be back in just a minute here on WOGO Radio.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Go. Minute 14 left to go on the game clock. The Sabres trail by one. The Eau Claire Stars, unfortunately, We have put them on the power play, and I think our goaltender, let's see, this faceoff, where is the faceoff going to be in the Sabres zone?
It'll
Sabres
be in our zone.
So we can't pull our goaltender yet, can we?
Nope, so you just hope you win the faceoff, drop back, send it down the ice.
Yep.
And
I mean,
she just follows the team up.
Yep.
Yeah. Follow the team up the ice and hope that you can establish some forecheck to get an opportunity to go 5-on-5 for a bit.
Gotta take some chances now, trailing by one. Minute 12 left to go in this one. Eau Claire has got it. They're willing to hold the zone. Just play catch here. And this is Nora Berg down low. And this is picked by CFM. But they couldn't do anything with it. Now they stretch it down the ice. Ashley Sloop. And got to get our goaltender off pretty soon here.
Ooh, they might give us a freebie.
Oh, they drop this one in deep. And icing call right there. We got a break. 48.7 seconds. Eau Claire, a huge mistake to ice the puck here. And so they give us an offensive zone faceoff. We can pull Cassie right now and get that fifth player. It's not an extra attacker. It's a fifth player down there.
That was a 50-50 ice at best. I can't believe we got that call, but I am grateful for it.
It was moving slower as it hit the line. Here we go.
All right.
Here's a shot by Sloop. Oh! So shot, I think, may have gotten a piece of stick and coming in. And that one was buried in the gullet of Pritzel with 42.4 seconds left to go. And a T.O. here for Eau Claire. Well, let's talk about it. You got 42.4 seconds, Michaela, on the clock. And not too many options with only five players out there.
Yeah, this is where it's critical that we took that penalty. If we had a six man with the way Pritzel gives up rebounds, you just camp them, right? You take somebody like Paige or Tessa, who's big, strong, and can put the puck in the net and camp them, so they're there for those chances. But when you're really 5-on-5, you got to play a little more traditional. I'm sure Bernie's down there telling his players right now, do not ice the puck at the open net.
Right.
You know, that's a cardinal rule when the girls get so antsy to put it in.
It looks bigger from down at your end, but it's still the same size.
Yeah, right now the Sabres really just have to sell out, and anytime that puck's on net, crash. Crash hard. Take anybody out with you.
Throw your D in there too?
I mean, if you're taking a shot from the point and you're offside D, get them to the top of the circles, the hash mark, so if the puck really comes out there, but everybody else just get on that crease. You know, attack the goalie. I don't want to say take a penalty if you need to, but it's not going to hurt you at this point. So do what you can to try to get that puck loose and bury it.
Yep, you got to roll the dice with anything you have here. 42.4 on the game clock. Basketball to follow. The McDonald Max and Regis Ramblers boys buckets at Regis. Mark Halverson's going to have the call for you coming up here. But first we got 42.4 to go in this one before we close the books on this game. And it's going to be the Steinmetz line out there, the supposed first line for this team.
And they moved Addy back to D.
And they did move Addy back. She's got that offensive punch here.
And Addy and Emmeline with the big size is your extra. Well,
exactly.
Not extra, but
other. Here's CFM on the attack. We're down to 34 seconds left to go. Got to hold the zone. Fournette goes over.
Get there, Joey.
Stops it. Got to get some puck support right there. Get some help. And kicked ahead by the Sabres. It is Addison Grueke, who is down on her knees there to try to cover the puck up. And a shot taken right there. It's loose out in front. And swept aside by Eau Claire with 12 seconds left to go. Centering pass. And this one's going to be into the glove of Pritzel. She'll hang on with 8.7 seconds to go in the drop in the Eau Claire zone. And now you just got to push everything in off the draw. Hopefully you can win the draw.
Yep, same idea. You hope Paige wins it back to Ashley in that heavy shot. Ooh, she went the other way.
She's going forward on that one. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, a scramble for it. Down
here
to two.
Get a shot.
And a shot. Kicked off some traffic out in front from Sloop. And that is going to do it. ECA beats CFM 2-1. The shot's 28-20 in favor of the Sabres. They have done this game after game after game where they led the shots, but not the score.
That's just another. It's two games in a row now where they're really leaving with a bad taste in their mouth that they were the better team. If anybody walked into this ring tonight and watched a little of this game, you would have thought CFM would come out on top.
Absolutely.
They dominated for the most part, but here we go home with another loss.
Okay, well, still a long season to go here. Our post-game show brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll sum it up for us here, Michaela.
Hi, it's the tale of two aspects. A, didn't put the puck in the net when you had wide open opportunities, and B, defensive decision-making cost you two rushes, yep, which end up costing you the game.
So now going forward, they play 3D. Do you have to maybe turn a forward back to D and see if you can settle that part of the game down?
I would really look at it that way. I would really take a hard look at my personnel and say, where am I lacking? What did the game film tell me? And I think it's clear. It tells you that you need another body back there. More importantly, you need another experienced body back there.
Yeah, yeah. You lose a forward. But, you got to protect your goaltender, mm-hmm, give her some help back there.
Yeah, you've got the depth to do it, I think, on the front end.
Yeah. All right, our post-glass and mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Time for our Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bowlby, Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com and find Holly on Facebook. Eau Claire scored first, 16-13 of the first period. It was Abby Karnitz put the puck behind Cassandra Hurd. It was a 1-0 lead. Then Eau Claire went up 2-0 on the goal by Victoria Keitlinger at 3:21 of the second. But CFM came back in that second period, late in the second period. That first line put it all together. It was Addison Fernette from Steinmetz and Joey Schemenauer at 14:10 of the second period. And that was it for the scoring. They had some great chances. Gave up 4 power plays. We need to be a little more disciplined in that department.
Yeah, and they were ill-timed. You know, the 5-on-3 at the end of the second, and then obviously that one late to take away our opportunity at having an extra man out there. I know you look at it and say, some of it was iffy, maybe, you know, mm-hmm, one way or the other. But with all the other opportunities that CFM had tonight, the penalties shouldn't have played a factor. I mean, if they put the puck in the net like they're supposed to, I think this was a 4 or 5 goal opportunity for them.
All right, more high school hockey this week. Thursday night we'll be down at Hobbs for the second-ranked Chi boys team against the Eau Claire North squad, the Parkers. Ryan Parker for Eau Claire North, Scott Parker for Chi High, and then back here for the next girls game on the 17th of January. Hudson, we'll see Eau Claire again later in January, and down there maybe we can steal one on their ice.
You know, I think that's where the majority of the better games have been lately, so yeah. Well, let's go ahead and say we'll do it.
Okay, that'll be on the 24th of January. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We've got high school buckets next with Mark Halverson in Eau Claire, Regis and McDonald. About ready to tip off. Thanks to Michaela Hogan. Great to see you again, and we'll see you in January, huh?
Yeah, thanks.
Have a
happy
great
to
Christmas.
Be here. Can't wait to come
happy
back.
Happy New Year.
You too.
All right, final score again, 2-1. The Eau Claire Stars take one away from CFM here on their home ice, 2-1 this evening in Chippewa Falls. That's it for our crew. This has been Sabres Hockey on WOGO. Stay tuned for McDonald Max Basketball coming up next here on WOGO. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Sabres Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.